said, repent and be ye converted at the time of the blotting out of your sin. Amen. I'm not finished yet. That's just part of this so great of salvation. And I figured if it got in your heart by now, I wouldn't be able to even preach anymore. Because when you think about what God did in the depths of your spirit, you couldn't change yourself. You couldn't fix yourself. But God reached right down in that heart, Brother Silas, and changed you. One, that woman I was preaching about last night in the Song of Solomon, Sister Savage, she said, "Where's my beloved?" They said, "What is your beloved among all these others? Who is he? What makes him so different?" She said, "You don't understand." She said, "You see, my beloved is white and ruddy." White meaning he was perfect. He was born perfect. He lived perfect. He died perfect. He rose again perfect. He ascended perfect. And he's in a perfect heaven. And his blood was shed. Come on, his cheeks are like beds of spices. Amen. Meaning he's abundant in supply. Whoa, you're helping me tonight. Meaning he is abundant in his supply. But when she got finished, she said, "He is the fairest of 10,000. In other words, take 10,000 friends, stick them up here, and he'll shine above all 10,000. Take 10,000 physicians, put them up here, and he'll stand out above them all. Take 10,000, come on, roses, and he'll stand out above them all. Come on here. Amen. One glimpse of him, amen, of his glorious beauty, amen, will change your life. Sister Foster, how long you been saved? 46 years. Well, what in the world happened to you? 46 years ago, she got one glimpse. And that one glimpse has kept her 46. Boy, I got to hurry. You getting quiet on me tonight. 46 years later, she's still here. And she's still worshiping. And she's still praising. And she's still glorified. Because one day, she repented and won the victory. Come on here. Help me just a little while. Here tonight. Amen. He said, "For the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Amen. In the book of Acts, the second chapter, when Peter got finished, he looked at all of them, and I'm trying to hurry, people. Amen. He looked at them and said, "These are not drunk as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." Hallelujah. Well, Brother Savage, me and you have been talking about this all 2 weeks. But I want to tell you something here tonight. Amen. What even gets better? Amen. Repentance is awesome, wonderful. Amen. But it even gets better when you really get sanctified. Come on now. Amen. You change. Amen. Your inside no longer wants anything that is not right. But God takes that old man and puts a new man inside, and you now want the things of God. Come on, stay with me just a while here. Amen. I was preaching. Amen. Last year, 8 weeks in the revival. And I watched this young boy come to pray for the baptism. Amen. And he had something on his hand. Amen. He cherished it. His class ring. Come on now. He had it on his hand. And I watched him. Amen. Never in his life has he ever moved. I've never even seen him raise his hands. But right in the middle of that 8-week revival, amen, the Spirit of God flew and passed by in that place. And I was praying for somebody, the sick. We prayed for hours for the sick. And about time the Holy Ghost hit us, and me and about five other boys took off running at the same time. Ran around the church and came by this young boy. He was just an innocent bystander, Brother Silas. But when the Holy Ghost come by him, he went to shout, fell out on the floor. 2 hours later, an hour after an hour, he started rolling. Amen. And I got to watching him. About 2 hours, amen, he's still rolling. And I get to watching him play with his finger. And his ring, he keeps pushing around and around and around. And I knew what was happening. I knew the Spirit was talking to him about what he had on his hand. For he wanted to see if he really would give it up. Come on now. And he said, all right. I told them boys beside me, I said, watch him. He'll take it off. Guarantee you. He rolled. They got tickled watching him. He was crying. He was just saying, I praise the Lord. All of a sudden, I looked, Brother Savage, and he rolled over. Amen. And about 2 minutes later, power of God fell in that house, and he came back over shouting and speaking in the heavenly language. When he did, we all got to shouting again. And when I come to myself, I looked down there, and I don't know when he took it off. He must have took it off when he was rolled over. Amen. Come on here now. But when he got through with doing what God was dealing with him, amen, his life was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. I'll tell you why we as a church, amen, come on now, we have sunk down according to the level they were at in Pentecost. But the Bible said they were filled with the Spirit. And God have mercy on us. I don't believe there's anybody in this building that is full of the Holy Ghost. We may say we've got the evidence, but as far as being full, we don't know the meaning of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when we are full, amen, come on now, and when we are full, we will love God, love His house, love everybody. Amen. Nobody have to pump you to worship. You automatically do this. Saying, I love you, Jesus. For the Bible said, Jesus said, when He has come, He shall testify of me. Hallelujah. And if Jesus ain't on the throne of your heart, the Holy Ghost only comes for one reason in this great salvation. And that's to crown Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords in your life. Me and Brother Savage kind of even talk about this quite a bit, sanctification. It's a good subject. Doesn't matter how you get it or when you think you get it, just get it. Because it'll change your life. It is the power of God. You lose your one ounce of it, you have lost the power of God. Come on here. Oh Lord, I gotta quit. I wish people could stay up with me and I could preach as long as I feel. But I lose you. So I have to stop and calm down and quit. Because you don't keep up with me. Woo! Tell you. Even I began to lose my feel. About a year ago. 2 years ago. I got to go into certain places. Holiness people. I'm talking about in our ranks. That was going places and doing things that I'd always been taught was wrong. The Savage, it confused me. And I could call some names, amen, of those, amen, I thought, well, God, we've always been taught it's wrong. Why are they doing it? So I began to question in my mind, is it wrong? Is it wrong? Is it wrong? When my pastor's wife calls me, and she says, baby, I've been praying, and God told me, you've been thinking about such and such. She said, and you know it's wrong. It's nothing big. Amen. I realized then what I started missing in my life was I needed to go back to the altar, amen, and get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in God, and get re-sanctified. Come on here, help me while I preach. And Brother Doug, when I got finished, it has changed me. Amen. I used to love football with everything and still love playing out here in the yard. Played today. Amen. But I'm telling you, I can drive by the football field and raise both my hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Because I no longer desire to be there. Amen. And folks call themselves holy. You know, we'd say holiness, and everybody calls themselves holiness anymore. But Brother Lynn Head was up at a car lot, and this man said, where do y'all go to church at? Brother Head sat down in Jersey Holiness Church, and that black man said, yeah, y'all them sanctified people, aren't you? And I changed my way of saying what I was. So now I say I'm that part of that sanctified bunch. You know, Brother Silas, I used to be ashamed of holiness. I used to didn't want holiness. It's average. I didn't want to go to that church I went to. But it wasn't what they had, their outdoor standard, that made me want it. But it was the spirit they had. And Brother Jim, I was talking to you, Brother Jim Bo made such a powerful, powerful statement that I'll never forget. He said, our church, if it's only known, people only know us by our standard, we have missed it. They have got to know us that by the power of God, and that they know that if they can just get there, God will be with them. And God can help them in our presence. And I'm closing here. Amen. I'm trying to close and continuing to close in moments. When Leon Buzzard got the baptism, he said he was washing dishes. He got aggravated because his mama made him wash dishes. And he said, I washed them all right, but I had such an attitude why I did it. And said, I was seeking for the baptism. He said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, Leon, if you ask your mama to forgive you and change that attitude, I'll baptize you. So the next night he said, Mama, I'm sorry, and please let me wash them dishes. And Brother Leon said he got to washing dishes and got happy. Got to church that night, and I heard him tell it like this. He can't tell it like he can. But he said he looked up into the hill. And he said he got to praying and a crying. It was all slapping him in the back, you know. He said, I looked up and my eyes went past the silotex, sheetrock, and past the rafters, past the shingles, and way up past the stars. And I saw a big old bright light start falling. Ow! And that big old bright light come down through the stars. It shined brighter and brighter. Came down through the shingles. Came down through the rafters. Came down through the sheetrock. And got down, he said, I was on my knees. And I looked up, and it was right there. He said, so I jumped up to grab it. And when I jumped to grab it, it reached and grabbed me. And about that time, Brother Leon swirled around. And he said, and it still got me now. Wow! Ow! I'm glad I didn't get him. I'm glad he got me. I'm glad, Brother Jimbo, I ain't just come in contact with him. Come on, he is a daily commune in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish you'd help me just a little while, Massa Nova, just for a few more moments. I'm telling you, we ain't seen what God can do even until we get a hunger and the power of God flood our vessels. I'm finished. Close. Here we are. See my cup, Lord? Fill it up, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and feel this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, my little bitty cup. I'm lifting it up for more of you. So guess how much you get, Brother Silas, when you got a little cup that big? That's all you get. It's over. So if you take this, throw it to the side. Come on now. Help me here. I'm showing you how you can get more than what you got. Take a bigger old cup. Now fill it up, Lord. Now lift it up. Come and feel this thirsting of my soul. Amen. But still, that's all you get is the amount of that can be put in that cup. So here's what you need to say. If I dig a hole this big and that deep, guess how much water I got to put in it before it runs over? That much. And that deep. So if I dig one this deep, guess how much water I got to put in it? This much and this wide. So if I, he said, blessed aren't they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know where the devil's a whooping us at? In our hunger for God. That's where he's a beating us. He's a got us satisfied sitting on church benches. He's got us satisfied singing in the choir. He's got us satisfied with a great preacher. He's got us satisfied with every now and then, amen, little bitty spring showers. And so therefore that's all we get, because that's all we're hungry for. Baptist preacher said, I'm so glad. He said that God gives us what we be praying for. We are having revival in the Baptist church like we ain't never had it. Amen. It's one of them ACE guys. I can't think of his name now. He said, we're having church like we ain't never had. Boy, we having revival. I mean, I was like, man, I'd like to go where you going, because I ain't seen nothing like that. Amen. Not in the Baptist church in a while. Come on now. Woo! Amen. But then he said, because you know why we're having revival? God's given us. And anytime God gives us what we want, amen, it is revival. Anytime God answers prayer, it is revival. So God is answering our prayer, because we ain't praying none. Come on now. And God has given us exactly what we want, because we ain't wanting none. Come on here. Help me, help me, help me, help me. Hello. Hallelujah. Come on here. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, amen, if I, that means, Brother Silas, if I get a hunger as big as the Grand Canyon, that means he'll have to feel that big of a hunger. So the bigger my hunger, the more I get. And I got to close because I got to, not because I want to. I'll tell you something that has changed my ministry and changed my life. Sitting in an elderly preacher's home, same elderly preacher I was talking about a while ago. And I come in from praying out the church. Walked in, he's in his recliner, he's already dressed. He said, let me read you some of my book on Smith Wigglesworth. Read it. And he got reading that, and when he got finished, I was 10 minutes late for church. He said, Brother Greg, this book says that Smith Wigglesworth said if he can't have all of God that he can have, said he will not settle for a thimbleful or a spoonful. He said, if all I can have is a spoonful, I don't want none of it. If all I can have is a thimbleful, I don't want none of it. But he said one time, Brother Smith Wigglesworth went to Niagara Falls. So many thousands of tons of water goes over that waterfalls every minute. I don't know how many millions a day. Gobs. Says Smith Wigglesworth fell on his face in front of everybody and laid out there and sobbed for over an hour, saying to the top of his voice, like that, God! Like that, God! I want you flowing through me! Like that, God! Like that, God! Now, if that don't change it, you can't be changed. Like that, God! How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Come here, Brother Savage. I'm through. Amen. Amen. I was lost in my sin when he found me. Jesus, come find me. Come hug me. You see, Jesus loves you where he finds you. He loves you where he finds you. The thing about it is, he don't leave you where he finds you. You see, he hugs you just like that between you. Takes a few, two or three steps back. Then he goes, come here. Say, come here. And he sees just how bad you want it. So you say, okay, I'm willing to put all that behind me. Back me. And then he says, all right, come here. If you want this, come here. How many has ever let God let you feel something special you never felt before? And then right after you feel that, you feel a battle come on. Do you know what that battle is? God has come to you and let you feel a new level in him. Step a few steps backwards and said, now, if you want me, come here. He's just done that here recently in my life. He has took me to a different place, Sister Savage, than I've ever been before. He has took me to a place, and he's done it three or four times now. And I'm telling you, it's the best feeling. It's not a shouting feeling. It's a burden, Sister Savage, that comes on my heart. And for four times in the last few months, I've sat on the bench and could not go to the pulpit for weeping, Brother Jimbo. And I put my hands on my face, and I put my head down between my knees, and I said, Lord, amen. I said, Lord, amen. Take me there. And I can't even preach the Savage for Crying. I preached at youth camp for 3 nights. Amen. I cried every night. Could not preach. The best youth camp I've ever been in my life. Better than about any camp meeting I've ever been in my life. Amen. I put my head down. I said, God, I can't. Thursday night, I squalled all day long. I squalled when I got there. Squalled all through service. And I said, I can't preach. I can't preach, God. And God poured out His Spirit in that place. And now God stepped back a few steps, and I felt a little fight in my life in the last few days and weeks. But God's just saying, all right, now I'll let you feel that to get you to come here. He gives us just enough. And He says, come here. Come here. Come here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what's going to happen? One of these days, he's going to be saying, come here. And he's going to be stepped into the gates of heaven. And he's going to be standing inside the gate. And he's going to say, come here. Come here. And you're going to say, oh, God, I don't know. It's so hard these days. Amen. But you're going to say, okay, God, I've been this far, and you don't know it yet. But when he steps inside, he puts his arm around you. The gate clinks behind you. And as Gary Edenfield put it one time, the greatest thing about heaven is going to be when I get there and really realize I am there. There is no more sin. There is no more devil. There is no more valley. There is no more mountain. There is no more battle. There is no more pressure. Oh, it's all over. No wonder the Matthew said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Hey, 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 hey. Wow. Glory. Wow. Brother, if I thought I couldn't make it, I'd have never started. But tonight, we're almost there. And I come to tell you, this so great a salvation will end in the pearly gate. So you that have been sitting back, and the Lord's been saying, come here, get up, come here. Listen to me, let me tell you this. My best friend's granny was a backslider. Amen. I'm sorry, this come to me. She came to the altar the night I helped pray her through 5 years before this happened, one of his days. Helped pray her through to salvation, Sister Savage. She got saved, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. All in one night, boom, boom, boom. Shouted, we shouted till we couldn't shout no more. We went and broke out in weeks revival because she got saved. All of a sudden, come on here now. Whoa. A stroke hit her. I'll tell you now, this is like my granny. I know where she's. Every time I pass her house, I can see her sitting in her window. Because she had a stroke that hit her. About a year she was saved. Her left side could not upraise it, could not lift that hand up. But Brother Jimbo, every Sunday morning. I'm going to tell you, nobody else got with me when I preached. Nobody else shouted amen, glory, hallelujah. Nobody else praised the Lord. She could pick up this hand. Two weeks before this happened, they said the women at my church, the older women, when the Holy Ghost gets them moving, they in their walkers. They'll come out and make them laps around the altar. And when they get finished, we all shouting. Because when they move, you know it's God. God, give us some more saints of God that are obedient to you and don't care what they are physically and don't care what kind of shape they're in. They love you so much, God, they're willing to worship you regardless. In spite of the shape they're in, they're willing to worship regardless. Said 2 weeks before she died, 2 weeks before this happened, she come walking up that aisle. Shout. Made her a few laps around that altar, stopped, and said, "What's wrong with y'all?" She said, "I ain't got one side of my body, but yet I can praise Him." Said, "You got all your body parts, and you physically able, but you don't praise Him." 2 weeks later, she went to the hospital, Sister Savage, to have just a bypass done, her cleaning out. And they said, "Wheeled her in there. My best friend is saved in." Amen. It's one thing that just threw him in a loop with this. She came out singing, "Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on, let me stand. For I'm tired, I'm weak, I am strong. Worn through the night, to the storm, lead me on to that light. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on." So she come out singing that and crying. Said, "My best friend was said, I was sitting beside her bed, Greg. I remember when he called me." Oh, Lord. Woo! By that time, he said she came out of that bed, Brother Savage. Come out and flop back in it. A massive stroke to the brain. Amen. Paralyzed her for a week and a half. All she did was twitch. The doctor said, "I'll take her off respirator if y'all give me the okay. She's dying." Said, "All she's doing is living because we let her." Oh, glory, Brother Doug. I'm going somewhere. I'm talking about this great salvation. I saw her when she got it, Brother. I saw it when it happened to her. I saw her when she got repented. I saw her when she got the Holy Ghost. And now I see her laying there twitching. Glory. They take her off. She lives a week and a half after that. Amen. And I stay with her. Spend a night. Had to sleep on the floor, but I stay with her just to be with her. Me and Scott would get up in her ear and sing to her. 2 weeks before that, she said, "I want some of your tapes." And I gave her some of my tapes. She was one of my number one fans. If nobody else loved me, she loved to hear me preach. And I gave them to her. Whoa, glory to God. And I sang to her and talked to her. Amen. And I walked out of there. I was supposed to preach, amen, for Daryl Meadows the Sunday before Bristow. And my flight left the next day. And as I get out to go to the plane, my best friend drives up and says, "Greg, she ain't going to make it. She's going to die today." I called Daryl Meadows and said, "Brother, I'm sorry, but I can't come. I got to stay here. There ain't no way I can leave." And Brother Savage, her blood pressure dropped down to where you couldn't even hear it. They had to get this magnifying sound thing. And Brother Jimbo, they said, "She'll be gone any minute. Family, do you want to be here?" "No, take us to the chapel." But I stayed there, my first death, everything. I saw the first works of this great salvation. But all of a sudden, she ain't moved in 2 weeks now. Amen. So I was twitching, not even opened her mouth, not even gave him no sign. All of a sudden, we got in there and got to praying. Wow! And the Holy Ghost come there, and them two nurses were standing in the corner. And the Holy Ghost fell, and they got to squalling. They're sitting there going, and my pastor got to saying, and then his preachers, the two or three preachers' wives, and they got to say it. My pastor got to say it. "Well, I fought a good fight." My pastor's wife goes to speaking in tongues. My pastor said, "I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And I'm about to feel like I feel when I felt that day in Dothan, Alabama. Amen. On the fourth floor, amen, of her room. Amen. When I felt the awesome presence of God come down and the red carpet was rolled out and said to her, amen, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Brother Jimbo, she ain't showed any sign of emotion, but a tear rolled down this eye and then a tear rolled down this one. And she kind of smiled, it seemed like. And she went, and it was over. Hallelujah. Wow! You say, preacher, what you so happy for? Because I want to tell you, oh, what a great salvation. Not just the beginning of it, but the ending of it. And young folks, it works, doesn't it? You hear this, preacher? You know what I told you the other night, don't you? Don't ever let yourself get into position. Amen. That some folks have to let themselves get into where you are so hard that the preacher can't touch you. Don't ever get there. Don't ever get there. Come on here. Take a look around. Amen. At backsliders in your community that don't even step foot in this church, and don't ever let yourself get in that shape. You hear me? Because you may never get out of it. You may never make it out of it. But you listen to this 22-year-old boy. I may play sometime, but I got something to tell you. It works, buddy. It works. This salvation really, truly works. Hallelujah. It ain't a fairy tale. It's good to live by, and it's good to die by. Oh! They said, sing at her funeral. I said, I can't. They said, yeah, you can. God help you. And I got them sung. She's only sleeping in the arms of Jesus. No, it's not death, but eternal life forevermore. So why are you weeping? Her soul is in heaven. Start making plans. She's waiting for you at heaven's shore. And when I got this part, amen, her boy told me, don't you get up there and act crazy. I grabbed the microphone and gritted my teeth to keep from shouting. I said, I saw my dear old granny taking her last breath down here. But I wish I could see her now in her new breath of life. I couldn't. But I wish I could see her now in her new breath of life. Her troubles are all over now. She's walking with Jesus in a land where there is no more death, but eternal life. She's only sleeping. Stand up. Take my hand, Mama. Because you know what? This may be see you later for me and you. You know what? She told me that the other night. She said, Brother Greg, she said, I may not never see you again. She probably won't ever see you again. Sister Foster, I'll see you later. And when I get inside the gate, all of a sudden, I'm going to see a streak come by me. Going, wow! I'm going to say, who was that? She's going to say, hey, Brother Greg, I made it! I'm sorry if you think I'm long-winded tonight. It's my last night at Massanova. Until next time. And I'm a flat show enjoying myself. I am a fanatic tonight. Wow! So great salvation. So great salvation. So great salvation. One day, Sister Savage, the trumpet's going to sound. And the Lord's going to say, prayer warriors, come out of your closets. Preachers, put your Bibles down. Pastor's wife, come out of the closet. Hallelujah. Pastor, don't worry no more. You ain't got to preach no more messages. Amen. Evangelist, you ain't got to worry about being rejected no more. Amen. Or watch you preach being rejected by people who don't want to hear it. And by sinner folks that don't want to repent. You don't have to hear it no more. Come on up here. Come on up here. Hallelujah. They wrote in Mobile paper, the problem with America is them holiness people. The problem with America is them church people. Brother Neil Bridges wrote back in big paragraph, that's all right. Don't worry about us. We'll be out of here sooner than what you think. I'm a top of a high top of a head of a head of a high. Wow! Well, of course, you may have to get out of the way. I wish somebody else would get carried away here so I could enjoy it too. Wow! Wow! I'm getting that point right now, preacher. Wow! Ow! 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 I'm finished. Come on, do what you feel. Walk around, do what you feel. Walk around, come to the altar. Run the pew. Crawl around. Slap your hands together. Stomp your feet. Say praise the Lord. Say glory to God. Say hallelujah. Just do what you feel. It's the last night of Massanova revival. Oh! I tell you, church, it's all uphill from here on out. It's all uphill. You hear me? It goes uphill from now on. Amen. It goes uphill. What some of you waiting on? Amen. The Holy Ghost will make room for you. If you feel like shouting, just shout. Don't worry about people in your way. If you feel like getting out of that pew, get out of that pew. Don't worry about nobody. Come on. Come on. There's some more you need to become this old. Hey, some of you need to become this old and say, I repent, God. I change. So great. Joanna, it works. It's getting out of control here. It's getting out of control here. Oh, what so great a salvation! Well, Moses led God's children 40 years. He led them through the cold and through the night. Well, though they said, let's turn back, Moses said, keep a going. Canaan's land is just inside. But there will be no sorrow there. Wow! 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 Milk and honey flowing. That is where. there's milk and honey flowing. That is where I'm going, Canaan's land. Though we climb high mountains, though we walk through valleys, we must not Canaan's land. Come on, Devonna. Come on, Devonna. Come on, Devonna. Come on, Joanne. Come on, Mary. Oh, thanks be to God for so great a salvation. Children, 40 years he led them through the cold, through the night. And though they said, let's turn back, Moses said, keep it going. Canaan's land is just inside. For there will be no sorrow there. Hit that tomorrow we. Well, though we climb high mountains, though we walk through some low valleys, we must not give up the fight. We must be like Moses. We must keep on going. Canaan's land is just inside. Come on, Joanne. Go ahead. Canaan's land is just the moon. no sorrow there in that tomorrow week. Be there by and by. Milk and honey flow. That is where I'm going. It's where I'm going. Canaan's land is just inside. Moses led God's children. 40 years he led them through the cold and through the night. And though they said, let's turn back, Moses said, keep a going. Canaan's land is there. There will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. We gonna be there by and by.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going home with my Jesus just the same. I'm going home with my Jesus just the same. But you may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going home with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going home with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, the narrow way is a straight way. It has no crooks or bends. I'm going to go on with my Jesus, because I know He's my friend. When the enemy all around me put stumbling blocks in my way, I just go down on bended knees, and this is what I say. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, you may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, some people may laugh, talk about me when I shout. Oh, but there is one thing, I know what I'm shouting about. When the enemy all around me put stumbling blocks in my way, I just go down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, you may false accuse me, scandalize my name. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going home with my Jesus just the same. Well, some people may laugh, talk about me when I shout, but there is one thing, I know what I'm shouting about. When the enemy all around me breathing down my neck, I just go down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on. I'm going on my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on my Jesus just the same. Well, you may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on my Jesus just the same. Well, the narrow way is a straight way. It has no crooks or bends. I gotta go on with Jesus, cause I know He's my friend. With the enemy all around me put stumbling block in my way, I just go down on my bended knees. This is what I say. I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. I'm a going on. Well, I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. I'm a going on. I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm going home with my Jesus just the same. I'm going on.
I'm going with Jesus.
I'm going on. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on. Oh, hallelujah. Well, some people may laugh, talk about us when they shout. There's one thing I know. We know what we're shouting about. When the enemy all around us puts stumbling blocks in our way, we just go down on bended knees. This is what we can say. I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. You may have false accused me, scandalized my name,
but I'm going on with Jesus the same.
I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name,
but I'm going on with Jesus just the same.
Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same.
You may false
accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on with my. Look at somebody and say, I'm going on.
I'm going on
with my Jesus.
tell somebody, I'm going on.
And I'm going on without Jesus.
Matter of fact, why don't you stand to your feet? Sing as loud as you can so the devil can hear you. I'm going on!
Jesus, just the same. I'm going on with Jesus.
I'm going on!
Just
why don't you stand up and say it as loud as you can? I'm going on!
My name.
I'm going on!
Jesus, just
the same. I'm going on! Yeah, I'm going on with my Jesus, just the same. Yeah, I'm going on with my Jesus, just the same. Why you may false accuse me, scandalize my name.
But I'm going on with Jesus, just the same.
Some of you didn't do that. Some of you think that's foolish. Brother Greg, that's just not my nature to do things like that. Whoa! Whoa! Why don't you give the devil a heart attack?
Well, I'm going on with my Jesus.
He might have never seen you act like that, but why don't you go back and say, I'm going on!
You may false accuse me of
scandalize my name. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, some people may laugh, talk about us when we shout. But there is one thing, I know what I'm shouting about. When the enemy all around me, putting stumbling blocks in my way, I go down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Whoa, I'm going on with Jesus. Whoa, he walks up to me. My God, raise your hands. Worship God. Yeah, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same.
Yeah. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name.
Do you feel what I feel tonight? I said, do you feel the Holy Ghost? Well, this narrow way is a straight way. It has no crooks or bends. We gotta go on with Jesus. I know he's our friend. Well, when the enemy comes around me, putting stumbling blocks in my way, I just go down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. Yeah, I'm a going on
with my Jesus just the same. You may
but
want
devil don't
to
like
excuse
it.
Me, scandalize my name. I'm going on with Jesus just the same.
The devil don't like it. I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same.
I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name. I'm going on with Jesus just the same.
Some people may laugh. Talk about us when we shout. But there is one thing. I know what I'm shouting about. When the enemy all around me putting stumbling blocks in my way, I go down on my knees. This is what I say. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same.
I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name. I'm going on with my Jesus just the same.
I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. Well,
I'm
a
going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me.
Why don't you walk around tell each other, I'm going on. Well, I'm a going on with my Jesus.
And I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. You may false accuse me, scandalize my name. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same.
Excuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm a going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, some people may laugh, talk about us when we shout, but there is one thing, I know what I'm shouting about. When the enemy's all around me, them stumbling blocks in my way. I just go on down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm going home, my Jesus, just the same. It has no good to bend. I gotta go on with Jesus, cause I know he's my friend. When the enemy's all around me, putting stumbling blocks in my way, I just go down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm a going on my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm a going on
my Jesus just the same. You may persecute me, but I'm not dead. I'm going on with Jesus just the same.
Why don't you come out? And shake their hands and say, I'm a going on. Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley. Woo! Let everybody know I'm going on. That's it. Go ahead and walk around and say, I'm going on. I'm going on. You may false accuse me, but I'm a going on. Well, I'm a going on, my Jesus, just the same. It's just the same. Well, I'm a going on, my Jesus, just the same. Well, you may fault to accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm a going on, my Jesus, just the same. Well, and no way's a straight way. It has no crooks to bend. I'm a going on, my Jesus. I know he's my friend. When the enemy all around me puts stumbling blocks in my way, I just go down on bended knees. This is what I say. I'm a going on, my Jesus, just the same.
I'm a going on, my Jesus, just the same.
You may folks accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm a going on, my Jesus, just the
same.
I'm a going on.
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 When the devil rages. When the devil fights. When I'm walking through the valley. When I'm climbing mountains. When there ain't no money. I'm a going on. No matter what comes. Or no matter what's said. I'm a going on. I'm a going on. I might be sick. And I may not get well. But I'm a going on. I'm a going on. I may be tired, but I'm going on. I may be worn out, but I'm going on. All hell's a raging, but I'm going on. The devil's a fighting, but I'm going on. I'm climbing a mountain, but I'm going on. I'm walking through a valley, but I'm going on. I'm wading a river, but I'm going on. Ain't got much money, but I'm going on. The devil said quit, but I'm going on. My child's come, but I'm going on. I'm in the battle, but I'm going on. The devil said stop, but I'm going on. The devil said quit, but I'm going on. 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 Well, I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. Well, I'm a-going on, my tears just the same. Well, you may thoughts accuse me, scandalize my name. Go ahead, Sister Shirley, go ahead. Just go ahead.
My God, the Holy Ghost is in this house. I said the Holy Ghost is in this house. Wow! Go ahead, Sister Shirley. You got a right to shout. Go ahead, Marcia. Go ahead. Go ahead, Marcia. Go ahead. Wow! Sister Mary. Go ahead, Sister Mary. Go right 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 ahead, Jamie. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Sister Mary. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Shirley. Go ahead. Go ahead, Marcia. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Well, I'm going over my tears just the same. Well, I'm a blah, 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 blah. But I'm going on. I ain't got much money. But I'm going on. I'm walking through a valley. But I'm going on. I'm climbing a mountain. But I'm going on. But I'm going on. He said quit. But I'm going on. 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 Are you going on? Wow! You going on? Yes! Hallelujah. The devils are fighting, but I'm going on. 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 Well, hell's a fighting me, but I'm going on. I'm climbing some mountains, but I'm going on. I'm going on. No matter what comes my way. Wow! 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 How many felt the pressure of this last day battle? I mean, it's worse than we've ever fought before. And you know what the devils are trying to do to get us so wore out we don't feel like? Get us so wore out that we sit on pews. And all we do is come to church. And all we do is listen to preaching. And all we do is come and pray in 5 minutes. And all we do is go home and say, boy, Brother Savage preached good tonight. Boy, the evangelist preached pretty good tonight. Amen. Didn't they sing good? And that's all we do. That's what the devil wants. That's what the devil wants. He don't want us getting hungry. He don't want us getting tired of the battle and getting up saying, devil, I ain't a sitting on no bench. Come on. Going on just ain't coming to church. But there's a lot of people that come to church and just sit there. For the Bible said Peter and John. Stay right there. Peter and John went up to the temple to pray. And when they got out there, come here, John. On their way there. Inside the gates almost to the temple. At the gate called Beautiful. There was a man lame from his mother's womb. He was inside the gate. He heard every message preached. He can tell you the preacher. He can tell you every message. He can tell you everybody that comes. Because he's there. He's just not in there. And how many knows that's where we're at sometimes? We've got tickets saying, I was there. Look at my ticket stuff. out there. I heard him preach. But this day, that man with an ugly problem, he was lame, and that's where we're at in this hour. But Peter and John come by, and he said, he wanted silver and gold. Peter and John said, look on us. Look on us. Silver and gold have I none. Preachers can't say that today. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, he'll give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Wow! And the Bible said that he ran. The Bible said he ran and he leaped and he jumped. Wow! 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 I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. I'm going on with just the same. Well, you may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going. Whoa! I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Well, I'm going on. You may stop to accuse me. Come on, Brother Gary. Go ahead, Brother Gary. Go ahead, go ahead. Ow! Ow! Be filled with the Spirit from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Ow! Ow! Raise your hands and love Him. Raise your hands and love God. I'm going on. I'm going on.
I'm going on.
I'm going on.
I'm going on.
I'm going on.
I'm going on.
I'm going on. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm going on.
I'm
going on. Well, the devils are fighting, but I'm going on. I'm climbing some mountains, but I'm going on. The devil told me to sit here, but I'm going on. 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 Going on. Oh, happy. Going on. Well, I'm going on. 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 Well, the devil don't like it, but I'm going on. He said I couldn't make it, but I'm going on. He told me not to try. But I'm going on, because I got a right to shout. I got a right to sing. Oh, hallelujah. Woo!
Hey! Every revival that I preach this year, at the end of my revival, I always do this. New Year's Eve night this year, I always keep New Year's Eve revival open. And I preach. I usually have several calls, and I just pray about which way to go. Well, this year, just having my pastor ask me. The Lord dealt with me and said, preach at your home, sir. So I preached that. When I walked out of my house that night, New Year's Eve night, my stepdad looked at me and said, whatever you're doing when the old year goes out and the new year comes in, says what you'll be doing the rest of the year. That's an old myth, but I like it for this reason. I learned a new song that night, and I taught it to my congregation. And I've been singing it ever since. And I've been teaching it in every church I go to. And it's almost as be January again. And guess what? That song's still in my heart. You don't know what it is? You ready? The title of it. Go on. I'm just going to teach it to you. You ready? Here it comes. Everybody's just going to learn a choir song. You ready? Verse number one. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. You get this song in your heart, you'll never backslide. Chorus. Go on. Go on. Go on, go on. Second verse. This is a good choir song. Go on, go on, go on, go on. Second chorus. Go on, go on, go on, go on. Third verse. Go on, go on, go on, go on. When you think you can't make it, and you get this song in your heart. I've been riding down the road this year, Brother Forrest. My best friend backslid, you know. And sometimes that gets to bother me. And I get to singing and a crying, and I can't see the road for the tears. But my heart's a-going, go on, go on, go on, go on. One of my friends walked in my home here all back. He stepped inside and stayed one night. And all the junk, you know, the music playing and the cigarette and the beer in the refrigerator. He looked at me and said, how in the world do you live like you do in the circumstances you live in? And you still got what you got. I said, well, I'll tell you like this. When I walk in, he walks in with me. When I go to my bedroom, he goes in my bedroom with me. When I lay down, he stands there and waits for me to get up. When I get up and I leave, he leaves with me. Come on. Seemed like all the hell was in my home here while back. And I'm the only, even I guess spiritually, man in the house. So I went through the whole house. Everything was turning upside down. Everything my mama touched was going wrong. My stepdaddy, my brother, amen, that's my home. Amen. He may be the head of the house, but that's my home too. I went through every bedroom, every door, took my Bible, and I went and slid it across every wall. And I said, you hear me, devil? You getting out of my house. I said, you taking your filthy no good hands off of my mama. You taking your filthy no good hands off of my brother. You taking your filthy no good hands off of my stepdaddy and this home. Help! Help! Sometimes you've got to take charge. You hear me? You gotta stand up and say, man, I'm a butt-bought child of God. Amen, devil, get out of my house. Devil, get out of my boy's bedroom. Get out of my girl's bedroom. Devil, take your hands off of my children. He said, how do you make it? Because Jesus made a promise. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And then Matthew said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. New convert. I'm just about finished. New convert got saved. Preacher said, you need to read your Bible. Read your Bible and read it good. Amen. He preached reading Bible. You supposed to. 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang. Amen. Rung. Ever how you want to say it. Pastor woke up. Pastor's wife said, "What's wrong, honey?" He said, "I don't know." And it was Todd from the new convert. And the new convert said, "Well, Pastor," said, "please tell me." He said, "Tell me, Pastor, how strong is an angel?" He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I've been reading the Bible." Preacher said, "I didn't mean at 2 o'clock in the morning." He said, "I meant read it. Even during the day." He said, "How big is an angel? How powerful is an angel?" The preacher said, "Well, I guess I can tell you that there was a time when there was a man, you preached on him, what's his name? And the Lord, he prayed for him to open his eyes. And said the Elisha, and said the whole mountains around him was encamped with angels. Amen. Said God gave him the city, or gave him the land, or gave him the war." Amen. The new convert went, "Wow! Whoop, 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 whoop," and shouted. Finally, he come back to the phone. He said, "All right, Pastor, tell me some more." And by that time, the preacher done got happy. And he said, "Well, let me tell you about Daniel." He said, "Daniel was in a lion's den." Amen. And the king done messed up and thought he done said so. He done brought a decree against the man of God. Didn't know what he had done. So when Daniel went down there, amen, said the lion just curled up, lay down. Amen. Said, "Sleep on us, Daniel. Sleep on us." Daniel made him lions a pillow. The angel shut the mouths of the lion. Come on. And he went on. The newcomer, whoop, 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 whoop. The pastor's going to go, "Well, let me tell you." And he went on telling different kind of stories. He said, "There was a day Jesus was in the tomb, and a stone was rolled out the door. And said there was two angels come down to roll the stone back. And said Jesus came forth victorious with the keys to death, hell, and the grave." That newcomer went, "Whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop." Amen. And shouted. Amen. When he come at the phone, he said, "Well, let me tell you." Amen. He done got up on the side of the bed, his wife wondering what's going on. He said, "Well, let me tell you." He said, "There's coming a time when that old slew foot, that old sorry, no good devil, that has given us such a fit and give us such a problem and gave us such a battle and caused our families to be destroyed." Said, "Not 5 million, not 500,000, not 5,000, not 2,500, not 25,250. Amen. Not 25, not 15, not 10, not 5, not 4, not 3, not 2. Amen. But one angel, one angel. One angel's going to come down and bind the devil with a chain. One. One." And when he got through telling him that, that new convert shouted. New convert come back to the phone, and the pastor was going, boom, 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 boom. The phone was beating the floor. He done in the middle of the floor shouting. Amen. When he finally come back to the phone, this is a fact, brother. New convert going, whoop, whoop, whoop. When the new convert come back to the pastor, boom, 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 boom. He's shouting again. Pastor's wife's over there getting happy. Amen. She don't know what's going on, but she knows it's feeling mighty good. Wow! Hallelujah. Finally, about an hour later, when they finally calmed down, he said, "Tell me, son, why did you call me at 2 o'clock in the morning to wake me up to ask me that?" He said, "Well, Pastor, I've been reading in Romans, the 8th chapter, where we are more than conquerors through him who..." If we more than conquerors, the devil's more than beats. Amen. He said, "But Pastor, I've been reading where Paul said, I am persuaded that neither height nor depth, nor principalities," and I'm going to skip one, "nor things present, nor things to come, neither death, amen, nor life." Come on. Amen. Perplexity, amen, battles. He said, "Not even angels." It's in that Romans 8 chapter. "Not even angels," plural, "shall be able to separate me from the love of Jesus Christ." Take hold of one hand too, hold one arm. Amen. That means to say that one angel can bind the devil, amen, and cast him in. But not even 5 million can take my hand out of the hand of the Savior. I may go through some valleys where I have to kneel down. Amen. But he'll rise me back up and say, "Keep on going, boy." Come on here.
help me just a while. There may be times when it's dark, but not even 5 million angels can take this hand out of my hands. The only thing that can separate me from the love of God is me. I've got to turn loose and walk away. But as long as I hold on, He's going to hold on to me. Hey, God! Wow! Wow! Amen. I'm a holding to His hand. He's a holding mine. And I'm a going on. You going to learn my song? Amen. Let's stand and sing it together. I'm a going on. Going on. Going on. Going on. Sing it till it gets right here. Chorus. I'm a going on. Going on. Going on. Going on. Second verse. You ready? Going on. Go on. Go on. It's the first time I ever had anybody play for me while I sing. Amen. When you're flat of your back, when you're flat of your back and the devil's a breathing in your face saying you messed up, you fallen, your heart will go to going. Go on. Go on. Go on. And before you know it, your feet will start catching up with you. Do you know a 1,000-mile journey, Sister Shirley? Do you know a 1,000-mile journey starts with one step? You can talk about how long it is all you want to, but until you start taking a step, you ain't getting nowhere. I'm going on. 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 Well, the devil's a fighting me. I'm going on. I'm a climbing a mountain. I'm a going on. I'm in a trial. But I'm going on. 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 Going on. I'm going on. 12 o'clock New Year's Eve night. Brother Gary, I shouted on my altar till I couldn't shout no more singing this. So my stepdaddy was right. What I was doing when the old year went out and the new year came in, I'm still doing it tonight. Well, I'm going on. 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 Well, the devil's fighting me, but I'm going on. Ain't got much money, but I'm going on. They some people laugh at me, but I'm going on. They some folks that said, you ain't got to live like that, but I'm going on. Hey, devil said, holiness ain't right, but I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm going on. The devil says, start allowing things. Start just taking a little bit here and a little bit there. Amen. He'll tell you, ladies, look at you. Your hair ain't as pretty like that. If you'll cut that dead part off, you'll be all right. Why don't you tell him, I'm going on. 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 I like what Brother Savage said on the tape the other day, and I'm finished. I know y'all ready to go home. Y'all ready to go on home. Just think about me. When I get in the bed, I ain't going to get there. I got to wake back up at 4 or something. And I fly all the way there. Get there and go get my truck, and then I drive 4 hours. Amen. I may drive 4 hours home, spend the night with Mama, leave Saturday morning and drive 3 hours. I don't know. Going how bad I want to go on. On home. Brother Savage was a preacher. I can't remember exactly how I said it. Oh, I remember now. Said Joseph was favored by his father. And he got the coat, many colors. The rest of the people got upset with him. He got jealous. I'm going to tell you, some of you don't like it because we can shout over holiness preaching.
Some of you don't like it because I can sing "Don't Trim Your Hair" and say "I'm going on," and everybody can say "I'm going on." I can preach holiness and all these brethren and sisters can say, "He's right. That's the Bible. I'm going on." You don't like it. You think we done gone crazy. Amen. But you ought to join up with us. Get right smack dab in the middle of us. Get good and sanctified. You can shout while you live in the world alone too. If you're having a problem over something and you get sanctified over it, you can walk by it tomorrow and go,